don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the post-convention Monday edition. The Brie, well, I guess you'd call it the pre, not the Brie, not the cheese, the pre-January 6th urgently scheduled special sauce. I mean, they're throwing it on a Tuesday at noon, and they weren't supposed to have any more hearings this month, Fancy Brian. So I hope it's all worthwhile. I hope they got tapes. I think they're going to lay out the documentarian tapes, the interviews of the Trump family. I think that's what we're going to see tomorrow. That's the urgency. Is Lordy, it's all on tape, and it's the Trump family. So just one man's prediction, just an early hot take. We'll play it for you tomorrow, starting on the radio at high noon. J6 hearing 6. So we'll see how that one goes. And also, there will be coverage of the Democratic Party convention. The four that seemingly have a chance at the race, the U.S. senatorial speeches. Because I know on Sunday, there was maybe 250, 300 people in the room, Fancy Brian. I leaned over to the guy next to me and said, you know, if an average Monday afternoon I was only talking to 250 or 300 people, I'd quit this sport. So we could probably give greater lift to these speeches than, you know, just the attendees in the room. And knowing that this is perhaps the most important race in the nation, at least in my opinion, we think it'll merit the 5 minutes each. So we'll play the four candidate speeches later in the big show. Also, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joining us today at 4:30. And I want to make a note. There will be one senatorial debate only during the primary. That's all that's probably going to happen. And I was working over the course of the weekend. You know, Crudy, always scheming for you, our fair audience. I was trying to scheme a candidate debate of some sort, a broadcast-worthy candidate debate. And there is one scheduled, Sunday, July 17th at 6 p.m. And it will be moderated by none other than MSNBC's Chuck Todd. What a fine representation for the Dems U.S. Senate primary debate, Chuck Todd. Also, Charles Benson and Shannon Sims, they're going to moderate the senatorial debate. Now, Tony Evers will have, I guess it'll be the Republicans. They won't invite Tony down that night. The Republican gubernatorial debate, Sunday, July 24th at 6 p.m. So two debates, and probably two debates only, in a public forum setting. And here's why. I asked one of the fine candidates' campaign team, and as fate would have it, this person's a former Wisconsin Democratic Party chair, Mike Tate. No, Mike Tate. Mike Tate's at Nation Consulting, and Mike Tate was staffing the Lazary campaign. Now, despite the straw poll, and we didn't know when I was having this conversation what the outcome of the straw poll was going to be, but the perception of the Lazary team is, you know, they're either co-first or they're close second, but they really see it as a two-horse race. Now, the straw poll would indicate perhaps they're not even part of the two-horse race, but whatever. Conversation, couple guys talking. And I said, you know, I'd really like to encourage the campaigns to get involved in, you know, a made-for-radio debate, let's say. And he said, did you see that one guy speak? He's effing crazy. And that was exactly my assessment, and no offense, but Peter Pekarsky, that was the craziest speech I've ever seen at a convention. I have no idea what you were trying to accomplish. But if I understood the nature of the speech, he was trying to claim basically every election since 2004 had been rigged for the Republicans, and therefore essentially most or all the Supreme Court justices were invalid, and vote Peter Pekarsky 2022. I'm not sure. I mean, he had visual aids. He had kids holding up like graphs, like he had done the math. Like, and I'm thinking, so let me see. This Democrat in this time of big lies and rigged elections is making the case for Republican rigged elections, and therefore the Supreme Court members are invalidated or should be. I'm not sure. I was a little embarrassed for the man. Well-meaning, but not effective. Quite crazy. Was conspiratorial was the takeaway. But unfortunately, he gave license, at least in this conversation, to others that want to protect their candidates, don't want their candidates to, let's just say, have someone way down the debate stage trying to make a name on them. You know, one of the co-front runners, let's say, to their own perceptions. And I didn't see a single candidate take a whack at any of their opponents. I mean, the best we had was, you know, I'm Spotted Cow, you're Bud Light. That was that's the worst any of them said about their opponents. None of them really named their opponents by name. None of them said, well, my qualifications are better because this person's this and I'm a that. None of them drew distinction, which leads me to believe that Mandela Barnes may be the future nominee because he's the front runner. And nobody so far has demonstrated that they're beating the king. And the king is the front runner. It's Mandela. Mandela is your presumptive nominee unless something changes. And the only thing that has the power, perhaps, to change the trajectory of the outcome of this primary, to my opinion, was Friday's overturning of Roe v. Wade. You would wonder if there's going to be, you know, a candidate coming back from the field and overtaking Mandela. Well, it's Godlewski. Sarah Godlewski. She's the only female in the race. She did quite well in a close second place finish in the straw poll. I think Mandela had like 121 votes. She had 119. Small sample, you know, just the bluest of the blue. But I can tell you, it's one of those two candidates. And Tom Nelson, you know, I admire what Tom put forth. We'll certainly play the speeches. You be the judge. I'm not here to pick them for you. I'm just here to give you Crudy Steaks. You know, they're often worthwhile. Sometimes, you know, they're worth what you paid for them. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. I've got some fine sound. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, she has endorsed Mandela Barnes. It's not an endorsement. I'm just saying, someone's got to beat the champ. More Devils on the other side. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Far more than dismissing.
We've been